Unit 2. Never too late to learn.
终生教育。
4. Listening comprehension. Section A. Part 1. Listen to the short conversations only once. Choose the appropriate letters A through D to answer each question. 1. Our class did well at the contest and we all enjoyed it.
It was a pity that it came second in the end.
Question. What does the woman feel about the student's performance? 2. May I see Professor Reed, please?
I'm sorry. He has been away for an important conference. He will be back next Thursday.
Question. On what day will the man be able to see Professor Reed? 3.John says the new psychology professor is very absent-minded.
I used to believe that too, but now I know it's untrue.
Question. What does the woman imply?
4. Didn't you find the experiment difficult?
Yes. I must admit that it took me quite a while to get through it.
Question. What does the man say about the experiment?
Part 2. Listen to the long conversation only once. Choose the appropriate letters, A through D, to answer each question. Are you from MIT?
No, I'm studying law at Harvard Law School.
Then you must be very interested in debating on court.
Well, actually, what attracts me most is counseling.
So you plan to be a counselor?
Yes, it is really fascinating.
What else are you fond of?
Learning Japanese.
But it is hard to learn.
Yes, I'm reading a lot of books about Japan. I like its culture. It's quite different from ours.
Yes, it is. It is important to learn the culture of a nation if you want to learn its language well.
You're right.
You want to work in that country?
I'm already working part-time in a company that does a lot of business with Japan.
Oh, I see.Good luck, then.
Questions. 1. What is the woman's major?
2. What does the woman do to improve her language learning?
3. What does the man say about language learning? Section B. Listen to a passage 3 times, filling the blanks 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks 8 to 11, fill in the words you have just heard,or write down the main points in your own words.
If you have a busy or unpredictable schedule, or limited transportation options, or you simply don't live near a school that offers a program you're interested in, an online education can be a great solution. But before you take that step, make sure you do your research and consider the following questions.Is the program you're interested in available online? Some schools offer a mixture of online and face-to-face classes. Some schools even offer the bulk of classes online, but might require 1 or 2 weeks in person or want you to take tests at an official testing center. Make sure the program you're interested in fits your schedule.Do you have all the equipment you'll need? When taking an online class, it's important to make sure that your computer and internet access meet the minimum requirements. Find out if you'll need to run any special programs or software, and if they suggest a broadband connection to the internet or if dial-up is sufficient. If you're planning on doing your coursework,from a library or other public space, make sure that you'll have both sufficient access and the time that you'll need and that you allow enough time. If you have a busy or unpredictable schedule or limited transportation options, or you simply don't live near a school that offers a program you're interested in, an online education can be a great solution.But before you take that step, make sure you do your research and consider the following questions. Is the program you're interested in available online? Some schools offer a mixture of online and face-to-face classes. Some schools even offer the bulk of classes online, but might require 1 or 2 weeks in person or want you to take tests at an official testing center. Make sure the program you're interested in fits your schedule. Do you have all the equipment you'll need? When taking an online class, it's important to make sure that your computer and internet access meet the minimum requirements. Find out if you'll need to run any special programs or software, and if they suggest a broadband connection to the internet or if dial-up is sufficient. If you're planning on doing your coursework from a library or other public space, make sure that you'll have both sufficient access and the time that you'll need and that you allow enough time. If you have a busy or unpredictable schedule, or limited transportation options, or you simply don't live near a school that offers a program you're interested in, an online education can be a great solution. But before you take that step, make sure you do your research and consider the following questions. Is the program you're interested in available online? Some schools offer a mixture of online and face-to-face classes. Some schools even offer the bulk of classes online, but might require 1 or 2 weeks in person or want you to take tests at an official testing center. Make sure the program you're interested in fits your schedule. Do you have all the equipment you'll need? When taking an online class, it's important to make sure that your computer and internet access meet the minimum requirements. Find out if you'll need to run any special programs or software, and if they suggest a broadband connection to the internet or if dial-up is sufficient. If you're planning on doing your coursework from a library or other public space, make sure that you'll have both sufficient access and the time that you'll need and that you allow enough time.